This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
The president speaks on unity and strength.
The State of the Union is strong because you, the American people, are strong.
Russia closes in on Kyiv.
People here in the capital are really hunkering down.
Strike three for opening day.
We need to regroup and figure out how we're going to move the process forward.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
President Biden delivered his first State of the Union address at the Capitol last night. Many lawmakers wore blue and yellow, the colors of Ukraine, and waved the flag of the embattled nation. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
President Biden said Vladimir Putin has no idea what's coming.
While he may make gains on the battlefield, he'll pay a continuing high price over the long run.
Mr. Biden announced Russian flights will no longer be allowed to fly over U.S. airspace.
Putin is now isolated from the world more than he has ever been.
He had this message for Americans worried about the Ukraine crisis.
We're going to be okay.
On inflation, Mr. Biden said he understands the pressures Americans feel.
I get it.
He argued his social spending plans would help.
What are we waiting for? Let's get this done. We all know we've got to make changes.
On the pandemic, Mr. Biden hailed the new CDC mask guidance as he called for a COVID reset.
People working from home can feel safe and begin to return to their offices.
He urged an end to pandemic-fueled division, saying it's time for Americans to stop seeing each other as enemies. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds delivered the Republican response.
It feels like President Biden and his party have sent us back in time to the late 70s and early 80s, when runaway inflation was hammering families, a violent crime wave was crashing our cities, and the Soviet Army was trying to redraw the world map.
For the first time in history, two women sat behind the president as he delivered the State of the Union, Vice President Harris and House Speaker Pelosi. Now to Ukraine. Russian troops are closing in on the capital, and the bombardment of Kyiv and other cities has become more intense and more deadly. The UN now estimates almost 836,000 people have fled the country. Correspondent Charlie Daggett begins our coverage from the capital.
Ukrainian forces are today battling a Russian invasion on multiple fronts. In the south, Russians have launched sweeping offensives on strategic port cities along the Black Sea. Kherson is now under control of Russian troops, according to local officials, the largest city yet to fall. In the east, the ferocious assault on Kharkiv, Ukraine's heavily populated second city, continues. The 40-mile convoy of Russian tanks and other military vehicles snaking toward the capital seems to have stopped in its tracks. A second military convoy has been seen moving in on the capital from the east. A current assessment predicts Russian forces could isolate the capital in a week and take it over 30 days after that.
This is Steve Futterman in Medyka, Poland. She is one of the newest people to leave Ukraine and enter this country.
I feel safe and I'm happy that I'm here.
Her name is Zoya, 20 years old.
I'm so exhausted. I just want to stop the war. That's all.
She began her trip in Kyiv, then went by train to Lviv.
We stay like 2 days or three, and then we come here, find car. It was a hard trip.
And like many refugees, there are mixed emotions. She left her father behind. CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker has the story of one man who wouldn't give up reuniting with his family.
So I'm here at Manchester Airport, heading to the gate.
With Russian forces on the move, Ian Omni quit his job as a teacher and began the desperate journey to reach his wife and two-year-old son in eastern Ukraine.
So I made it successfully into Ukraine last night.
Traveling by plane, train, and car until...
Guys, I made it.
His family in Britain didn't want him to go, but...
For me, as a husband and a father, it was out of love and anger, really, that drove me to come here.
Adding...
Love is not going to be separated by war.
Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Oil prices are still surging. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
West Texas Intermediate crude futures are up by 6%, $110 a barrel. That's the highest price since April of 2011. Crude oil prices are up by more than 17% over the last five trading sessions, and they are up 65% over the last 3 months.
Wheat prices have reached a 14-year peak, and aluminum has hit a new record.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
It'll be Republican Greg Abbott versus Democrat Beto O'Rourke in the Texas governor's race. Both men have won their party's primaries. O'Rourke's plan.
We're going to have to increase the number of volunteers, increase the pace of their contacts, and then we've got to run the most aggressive, vigorous campaign you have ever seen.
Governor Abbott's going for a third term. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's under FBI investigation, faces a runoff with George P. Bush. President Biden's pick to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer heads to Capitol Hill.
D.C. Appeals Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson has meetings set up with top senators from both parties today, including Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Chuck Schumer, the top Senate Democrat. The meetings happen in person at the Capitol. Schumer says the nomination will be historic.
Once the Judiciary Committee completes its consideration of Judge Jackson, I will move to have her nomination come immediately to the floor of the Senate.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he plans a meeting today, too, and says a careful evaluation is needed for the nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Scott McFarland, CBS News, Washington.
The start of the Major League Baseball season's postponed after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the league and the players' union couldn't agree on a new collective bargaining agreement after an extra day's worth of negotiations.
It takes two parties to reach an agreement, and we will continue to be committed to that process.
Union President Tony Clark insists it's all about greed.
A lockout is the ultimate economic weapon. In a $10 billion industry, the owners have made a conscious decision to use this weapon against the greatest asset they have, the players.
The first two series of the season are canceled, the league's first work stoppage since 1995.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
This is Ash Wednesday, and for some committed commuters, it may be coming to them.
In places like Chicago, priests are willing to meet people halfway, offering ashes to commuters on train platforms or at bus stops. After 2 years off, Ashes to Go is back. Father Peter Shivik has done it many times.
I enjoyed running with this concept because my favorite invitation was, get your ash over here. That brought people right over.
In smaller cities, you might have to get ashes the old-fashioned way. By going to church. Kyle Kimball for CBS News, Springfield, Illinois.
It's a tough time to be a Russian restaurant in New York City. The Russian Tea Room, which has been serving up borscht and blinchik for 95 years, has been almost empty since Russia invaded Ukraine. A statement posted on the eatery's website condemns Vladimir Putin and professes solidarity with the people of Ukraine. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.